Welcome to Sweet But Salty's Secret Santa Christmas Special. It's already day 10 of the special of my very unique advent calendar where I pick one random topic from my little basket every single day without knowing what it's going to be. So it's secret for you and secret for me. And I'd say, let's jump right in and pick today's topic. I love the mixing part, to be honest. Ooh, this is something my dad requested. It's a reflection of the year. So let's jump right in. I'll try my best to reflect on 2025, even though it's not done yet. It's almost done and over. But the beginning of the year was quite hard for me. I was having mental health issues again, which prevented me from working. A lot of depression and anxiety, and it was really rough. But somehow that got better and better over the course of the months, also with the help of my family. And then I got to experience some really nice things. And what I like to do is write down a lot of the things that went well. So maybe I'm just gonna give you an overview of how I journal, because that is always very helpful for me. I start with setting three priorities for the year. This year they were health, love, and art. And then I jot down my biggest goals. This year I had 8 big goals related to my priorities. And then I had an achievement and highlight page where I jotted down everything that went well. For example, I started helping out in our Croatian Catholic community here in the city. I started my 365 days of art challenge where I draw or make something creative every single day. I became an art director, so I'm not in a junior position anymore, but in a regular position. And yeah, I traveled with my family. It was really nice. And those were just some of my highlights. At the real end of the year, I'm going to pick my 3 biggest successes. I also have a spread where I jot down my learnings, which is always very important. I don't know what my biggest learning is yet, but some of my learnings were also turned into wonderful podcast episodes. And then I have a little vision board. I have a page with my strengths and my abilities, gratitude, core values. And I also write down pretty detailed summaries of each month. And that really helps me out. So I really hope this kind of inspired you to do something like that for yourself. It always helps me out a lot. But overall, I would say the year was turbulent. It taught me a lot. And above all is kind of the realization that our intuition is super, super crazily accurate. And I would say it's important to listen to it and to follow it. And once you do, just observe some of the ideas that come to your mind, before you go to work or experience something. Sometimes you have an inner nudge towards something, you think, oh, this or this could happen, and you feel it beforehand. That's your intuition. And just recognize it and watch out for it, and it will guide you. And crazy things can happen or can be revealed through our intuition. So yeah, I want to keep my episodes quite short, so I didn't really have the time to dive deep. And this is also something I would like to prepare, a proper reflection of the year. So I think towards the end of December, I'm actually going to release an episode that's dedicated to this topic. But I still hope you enjoyed this, and I really hope you'll tune in tomorrow for the next day of our Secret Santa Christmas Special Advent Calendar. Bye.